Eima Seifa. Let's see, what does the Seifa say? Omru le Reb Leza. They said that to Reb Leza like this. Omru le Reb Leza. Imatvi lin kli tamei. Li toher. If you could be toivul a kli tamei. To become tor, again, you have this kli. You have an earthly kli. Or not an earthly kli, you have a metal kli. There's makabal tumah. So lachur is you put it into the mikvah, and it becomes tamei. It becomes tor. So Rav says, now there's another kasha that the Chachamim are asking back to Reb Leza. Rav says, Rabbona Nami, who the Pirchei the Reb Leza. Pirchei Achrina, the Rabbonim are asking another question now back to Reb Leza. Tlefum kal v'chayim adidei, because according to your kal v'chayim, Reb Leza, have a metzina lemedi, we could have made a diak to say that the chivan shemat vilin kli tomei. Litor, if you have already a kli that's tomei. And now you put it into the mikvah, metayer it. So according to Reb Leza, what should have been his kol shechein, shemat vilin noisoi, shaliyaka shiatame, yala mitumasoi. According to Reb Leza, it should have been enough that a person has the metal kli, let him put it into the mikveh now, and that should stop it, that even if a sheriff touches it later, it should not be makabel tumah. That's what the Chum ask back to Reb Leza. So again, the Gemara says like this again. Eima Seifa, what does it say in the Seifa? Omru le Reb Leza. Again, the Chum said again back to Reb Leza. Imat vilen kli tomei. Li toer, if you could take a kli that's tomei already, and put it into the mikveh, it's metairit. If so, yadvilu kli likyashi yitamei litor. Why don't you make a tefillah now? Now you have this metal kli, it's Torah now, but put it into the mikveh now, that it should save it, that if it later it touches a sheretz, it should become Torah. See, here the lashon is, that likyashi yitamei, when it will become tamei later, then litor should become Torah afterwards. So, mei l'churi yisi shmamina chaylin. Here we see the current Reb Leza, the wife's neder is first chal. And Reb Leza only says that if the husband made the afara beforehand, so the afara helps that after when the neder is chal, the next minute, then the neder goes away. So on this, the Chum said back to Reb Leza, if so, if you're true, if it's true what you're saying, why don't we have the same halacha by a kli? If you have a kli that's tamei, if you put it into the mikveh, it takes away the tumah. So according to you, you should be able to put a kli into the mikveh now, that it should help, that later when it becomes tamei, afterwards it should go away the tumah. But I call upon him, you see the lashon is that like when the tumah goes on it later, afterwards it should go away. So we see according to you by your wife's nedarim also, that your wife's nedarim is chal later, the neder is chal, just after the neder is chal, then the afara helps to take it away. Ishvamina chaylin. So the chura, we mean to say is you can't bring a proof either way. From the reshit's mashma that the chum learned up in Reb Leza that his wife's neder is not chal at all, and from the sefer's mashma, yes, that the neder is chal. So this the Gemara says we can't bring any proof. The Gemara says Amri we say Rabbonon lekaim lahun betamayid Reb Leza. That the Rabbanon do not really understand, they do not themselves, that they have a doubt, exactly what did Reb Leza mean to say. Therefore, this is the way they answered back to Reb Leza. That whichever way you hold, we have a kasher on you. Like, which way do you hold Reb Leza? They had a doubt. If you, Reb Leza, mean to say that the husband has a right to make a hafara now, for the future nedarim that his wife is going to make next week. And then when his wife makes the nether next week, that's true. First the nether is chal, and then the next minute, the hafara takes it away. If that's your svara, Reb Leza, so the chum asks like from the sefer to have a kli to yuftecho. Then according to you, I have a kasha from a kli. How come the locher is, we see, if you have a kli that's tamei already, the locher is put it into the mikvah, and it takes away the tum, it becomes tor. Since so, why doesn't it help now to put a kli into the mikvah, that later, when it touches the sheretz and the kli becomes tamei, that afterwards the tumah should go off. So that's the kasha that he has back to Reb Leza. That's because on this side of the doubt, that Reb Leza means to say his wife's neder is chal. But then they say back in the Reisha, but he loisvir l'chod the chaylin. But if you, Reb Leza, really meant to say that the afara helps so much that his wife's nedarim is not chal at all, if so, to have a mikvah to yuftecho. If so, then the mikvah should be a tiyuftecha. then the halacha of the mikveh should be a kasher on you. So therefore, we have no proof from this bryce reisha sefer what Rav Lezer really meant to say, because the pshat is the rabbanim themselves have a doubt which way the Rav Lezer mean to say. So therefore, we have no proof which way Rav Lezer really means. So Toshima, come and bring another proof. Says Omalem, Rav Lezer said to Rachamim, Umaz royim tumeim. If you have seeds that are tamei, maz royim tumeim. Halacha is kivin shazoran bekarka. As soon as you plant it, let's say you have onion seeds that are tamei, it's makabel tuma. Now you take these onion seeds and you plant the onion in the ground. As soon as it starts to grow, the halacha is tohirim. Then it becomes tor. That's the halacha of zriya. Something that's growing is not makabel tuma. So maybe the halacha is it was tamei from before, and now you plant this. As soon as it starts to grow, automatically it becomes tahor. The Ran says, Naskulon midechsid, the Pesach that calls Zera Zerua, Hashayizra Torhu. Anytime you have a seed, as soon as it starts to grow, it automatically becomes tahor. Is so, Rav Lezer says, Zeruyin v'yomdim l'kol shchein, isn't it for Svara to say that it was planted from before already, and now a sheriff touches it, that's not makabel tuma. So, Shmamina loichailin. If Rav Lezer made like a kavu chayma from here to Nedarim, so who you see Rav Lezer holds the svar is nothing is chal at all. Because here the svar is when you have something that's growing, if a sheretz touches it, it's not makabel tumah at all. That's the halacha. Anything that's mechubal lekarka is not makabel tumah. If a sheretz touches fruits or vegetables that's growing, it's not makabel tumah. So who you see, it's not chal at all. Baito, for Rav... Shmanu lechailan. For Rabbanan l'darshi kavuchayma. Now, if Moriah's back, is it true that Rabbanan don't darshin is kavuchayma? But the Ran says that my pligi led Rav Lezer. For chilei moidi inu narmu darshin is kavuchayma mashachal, hamashlechal. Like this svara of this royim, don't Rabbanan also agree to this? For such a svara, such a kavuchayma. For Tanya, we learned like this: that yochol yimcharodim es vitoy. Kishinarai would think that a father has a right to sell his daughter, even when she's an ara. So Amartai would sell this kavuchayma. I have a kavuchayma that a father cannot sell his daughter for an amavriya when she is already an ara. Why? I'll tell you like this: mechura kfar. If a father sold his daughter before she was an ara, before she was 12 years old, when she was 11 years old, the father sold her. The halacha is yotza. When she becomes 12 years old, she goes out free. Naris is a mafkia. So if so, ain't a mechura, if the father did not sell her yet, ain't a din shalev timkar. Isn't it a svara for sure that a father can't sell his daughter? Like Maduch, if the father sells his daughter for an amariya of mavriya when she's 10 years old, the father could sell it. But the halacha is, as soon as she becomes 12 years old, she becomes a naira, she goes out free. So if you see Naris lets her go out free, so the svara is, if your daughter first became a naira, she became 12 years old, and now you want to sell her for an amavriya, for sure you can't sell her. So we see the Chum also make this type of a kavuchayma. So if so, we have the kasha, why in our Mishnah, why does the Chum by Hilchos Nedarim, by Afara, argue on Rav Lezer?